This is Akashvani, the news read by Ajay Kumar. India and Australia have adopted a new joint declaration on defence and security cooperation and a maritime security collaboration roadmap to promote a free, open and inclusive Indo-Pacific. The deals were signed following delegation-level talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his Australian counterpart Anthony Albanese during the third Australia-India Annual Leaders Summit in Melbourne. In a joint press statement after the talks, Prime Minister Modi said the Indo-Pacific is not just a meeting point of two oceans but showcases the shared aspirations of like-minded democracies like India and Australia. Prime Minister Narendra Modi's official visit to Australia has marked a significant milestone in India-Australia relations, with both countries taking several important steps to deepen cooperation across key sectors. Briefing the media, Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri said the discussions between Prime Minister Modi and his Australian counterpart Anthony Albanese reflected the growing strategic partnership and close understanding between the two leaders. During the third annual India-Australia summit, both sides finalised the administrative arrangement for the long-term supply of Australian uranium to India. The agreement is expected to strengthen India's clean energy program and support its net zero goals. The two leaders also reviewed progress in economic cooperation. Union Petroleum and Natural Gas Minister Hardeep Singh Puri has announced that the government is planning to introduce E85 fuel at a price around 20 rupees per litre lower than E20 petrol, with a higher ethanol blend available only for purpose-built flex-fuel vehicles. In an interview with a private news channel, Mr. Puri said the proposed move aims to provide financial relief to consumers while advancing the government's ethanol blending program. He also defended the broader biofuel policy, dismissing concerns about engine damage and vehicle performance linked to ethanol-blended petrol. The minister said E85, which contains up to 85% ethanol, would be restricted to vehicles specifically designed to use the fuel and would be about 20 rupees cheaper per litre than the standard E20 petrol. The Commission of Air Quality Management, CAQM, in NCR and adjoining areas conducted a special inspection drive under Operation Clean Air in Delhi. The inspection was undertaken to assess the status of road development works carried out in accordance with the standard framework for paving and greening of urban roads. CAQM said that during the inspection, 78 of the 79 road stretches inspected under the jurisdiction of the Municipal Corporation of Delhi, MCD, were found to have end-to-end paving, indicating compliance with the standard framework. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has said that the southwest monsoon has covered the entire country. The IMD has issued a red alert for heavy to very heavy rain with isolated extremely heavy rainfall over Uttarakhand today. According to IMD, parts of Arunachal Pradesh, Assam, Meghalaya, Sub-Himalayan West Bengal, Sikkim and Uttar Pradesh will experience heavy to very heavy rainfall today. Further, the weather agency has predicted heavy rainfall over Delhi, Haryana, Chandigarh, Himachal Pradesh, Bihar, East Madhya Pradesh and Madhya Maharashtra over the next 4 days. Similar conditions will prevail over Karnataka, Kerala, Mahe, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram, Tripura, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry and Karakail during the period. In Wimbledon tennis, Czech player Linda Nosukova defeated Marta Kostyuk to set up a women's single final against compatriot Karolina Mukova on Saturday. 9-seed Nosukova outclassed 12-seed Ukrainian Marta Kostyuk 6-4, 6-4 in the second semi-final last night. With this victory, Nosukova booked her place in a first Wimbledon final and a maiden Grand Slam final. In men's cricket, India went down to England by 9 wickets in the 4 T20 International at Bristol as the hosts clinched the 5-match series with an unassailable 3-0 lead. Opting to bat first after winning the toss, the visitors posted 158 for 7 in 20 overs, thanks to captain Shreyas Iyer's unbeaten 80 off 49 balls. Jofra Archer and Josh Tong claimed 2 wickets each for the hosts. In reply, England overhauled the target for the loss of just 1 wicket in 13.5 overs. The 5th and final T20 International will be played in Southampton tomorrow. And that is the end of this news bulletin.